Welcome to Season 2 of A New Voice of Freedom. The podcasts are taken from the four volumes, In Defense of Christianity, written by Ronald Keith Messer. Podcast 69 is entitled, Thanksgiving, Part 2, The Family. Everything on earth is a type of things in heaven. Heaven casts its long shadow on earth. Earth is meant to be an imitation of heaven. The teachings of Christ were given to us to make earth a paradise. It is Satan who, living in misery himself, wants to make it a hell. Paul teaches us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:5-6. Is it any wonder that Satan targets the family? Through family, we can better understand our Father's love for us and the order of heaven. A mother and a father who love their children can understand the love our Father in heaven has for us. A brother can understand the love of a brother, a sister the love of a sister, a husband for a wife for a husband, and a child for a parent. The family is the microcosm of the universe. Only in the family unit can Christ-like love be comprehended. The family is why the earth was created. The family is why heaven was created. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ, for we are all children of God with a divine birthright, and God is no respecter of persons. Contention is a tool of Satan. The family is the means of creation. The family is a microcosm of heaven, for we are all one great family. When Christ said, "Love thy neighbor as thyself," he was really saying, "Love thy brother and thy sister as thyself." I wish I had seen in my youth what I see so clearly now as I move toward death, that we are all created equal, that we are all brothers and sisters sharing a divine bond, that God is no respecter of persons, that mortal earth is an illusion that camouflages our true identity, that how we live with each other is what matters, how we love each other, how we care for each other, how we live in harmony with each other. Surely, then, we could sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus.
I grew up in the South with blinders. I saw through the eyes of tradition. As a child, I could see with my heart, but the images were confused because of the noise in my head. But now, as Paul instructed, I have put away childish things and walk by faith, not by sight. Love has no color. Respect, no boundaries. Gratitude, no distractions. Paul said that those who inherit the celestial kingdom of God will shine like the sun. What matters the color of the sun when the light is so blinding that we cannot look at it with the naked eye? Light contains all colors and illuminates the truth, and darkness, like long shadows, flee the rising sun. I no longer walk the earth among strangers. Wherever I am on the earth, I am walking among the children of God, members of my own royal family. And when that veil is lifted, there will be no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Yesterday in Walmart, I saw a young woman, obviously busy, whose hands were full, stop what she was doing and help an elderly woman, who could not have been more than 5 feet tall, reach an item on a high shelf. It was fluid and natural, as if choreographed, and although perfect strangers, both of different color and different races, seemed closely knit. No words pass between them. When the veil is drawn and all is revealed, we will find that everything is so familiar, that we have seen it all before, and that which was hidden was potentially in our own home all the time, if our homes are patterned after our heavenly home. We were sent to earth to search for truth and to recreate that which was modeled in heaven. The preacher said, "There is nothing new under the sun."
Look closely at the Lord's Prayer. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Matthew 6, 9-13. In the prayer, Christ demonstrates that the model is in the family. God's kingdom is nothing if not the family of God. God is our Father. His kingdom is our home. When His kingdom comes, we will be called home, where all tears will be wiped away. We are all brothers and sisters, children of God. As children on earth inherit their parents' estate, we inherit our Heavenly Father's estate with the Son. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of your inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ, but he that doeth wrong shall receive from the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Colossians 2:24-25. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Revelation 21:7. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8:16-17. Surely that is what Paul meant when he said that we will sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
On the other hand, those who violate God's commandments and do not repent shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. When the kingdom of God comes, those who are taken up will all be one big family. Christ prays that thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In other words, we should be one on earth, just as one day, if we endure our trials, we will be one in heaven. The earthly family will be exalted into a heavenly family, which is an eternal family. The relationships we have with our family on earth will continue when the meek shall inherit the earth. We will not simply be absorbed into a massive crowd. The family ties established on earth will form the eternal family of God, and those families will all be connected in genealogical lines just as they were organized on earth, and all lines will ultimately lead back to Adam and Eve. Families were never meant to be temporary. They were always meant to be eternal with unbreakable bonds.
Today in America, we are celebrating Thanksgiving, a day of gratitude. It is no accident that today our hearts turn toward our God, our family, and our country. We owe gratitude to God for giving us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, for giving us this democratic republic that gives us personal freedom, for giving us our families.
Linda and I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving all year long.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.
In Defense of Christianity is available at ronaldmesser.com.